Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Katrina Cartwright, Education and Outreach Manager at the National Art Gallery, filling in for your regular host, Amanda Colson, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can take us with you when you're on the move or traveling in foreign lands by live streaming us at www.guardiantalkradio.com or by downloading the Guardian Radio app from the App Store or Play Store. So tonight in the studio with me, I have actually two guests. One of them will be with us on the first segment, and another will be joining us in the last two segments. So tonight we have a new guest. He's never been on Blank Canvas before. I'm really excited to say that because we don't always have new guests. When we do, it's very exciting. Well, I don't always have new guests. So we have our store associate, Ahmad Rowell, who is joining us to talk about some of the awesome things that are happening in the Mixed Media Gift Store this December. Thank you for coming, Maddie.
Thank you for having me. It's been a long time coming, but I'm glad that I'm here on Blank Canvas. And for this season at the Mixed Media Gift Store, we are collaborating with the Four Sundays Holiday Tours, and we're going to provide a mini jollification of sorts. You know, we want to have phenomenal vendors bringing new and exciting products for stocking stuffers, as well as awesome, creative, authentically made Bahamian products for people to gift rather than your regular commercial everyday things. You know, we have a few phenomenal new vendors like Elsie Frazier, as well as Indira Bath and Body Works. And if any of you have ever visited the Mixed Media Gift Store, you know that I am big on ambiance and atmosphere. And for some odd reason, when these Bath and Body Works stuff came in the other day, it just transformed the entire space completely.
Well, it even smells different, right?
Right. Like, I've never smelled like chocolate, coffee, and mint together, mixed with something called Island Sexy Man, as well as your regular, like, organic coconut oils. And, you know, it's just amazing. And it's quite real and significant when the holidays come around and new vendors pop up and you were just blown away. Because for some, like an institution like the gallery, where the gift store has been a significant part of its culture for a very long time, it takes a lot to impress us.
It does take a lot to impress us because, you know, and this is something I've experienced as I've been working at the NAGB, is while the galleries themselves are reserved for the museum's exhibitions, which are very particular because it is a museum. What we're able to use the gift store for is a space, an avenue for artisans to showcase their wares, more commercial stuff, you know. So we're able to support different groups of creatives in different ways, and that's very exciting.
That's for sure. You know, it provides a place for ceramicists such as Trevor Tucker and Jessica Colebrook to showcase some of their new lines. We have jewelry designers such as Caroline Anderson, Tennille Panaman, Tennille Cartwright, Monica Ingram, Access Ocean, Ashara's Pieces, you know. And every holiday, they just wow us because it's like they want to, like, one-up themselves. I'm like, are y'all having mini fashion shows in my store? Debuting new lines, and it's really amazing. And then we have some lovely straw crafts. We have the beautiful straw fans by Thelma Thompson, who's actually, she closed down her stall in the straw market recently to do mission work for the hurricane relief initiatives. So that's pretty amazing. And then we have this lovely, charming Elsie Frazier, who just popped up out of nowhere and created these beautiful stockings. And it's sad for me because we don't even want to sell them. We just want to use them as decorations.
I know, right? Every time I walk into the store, I'm thinking to myself, are we going to have those for next year?
Right. They're adorable, aren't they?
They are gorgeous. And you know, talking about the holiday tour and the craft, and we're also going to have a sale on selected items, you know, because it's not the holidays unless there's a holiday sale.
Right.
is that we had actually originally conceived this last year.
Yes.
It was the first time we tried it out because we had started doing these Fourth Sundays tours, you know, mm-hmm. Free tours once a month. And for the holidays, for Christmas, we realized, number one, that the Fourth Sunday in December, people weren't necessarily going to be interested in coming to the NAGB on that particular Sunday for a free tour because, you know, it's the holidays. It's Junkanoo, food, everybody having to get together.
Yeah.
So we wanted to do something extra special that as many people as possible could participate in and do a holiday tour. But then
we'll talk a little bit about what happened when you showed up because that took you for a loop.
What's that?
The last year of the holiday tour.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. and so we said, you know, well, let's make it extra special. Let's make it into an entire holiday experience. Mm-hmm. So people aren't just coming for the tour. Right. I mean, this can be an entire family outing. Mm-hmm. Let's have some like holiday drinks.
Yes.
Let's have people selling food. Mm-hmm. Let's have some of the vendors who have work in the store have extra stuff out. Let's have a sale. And it was really, really welcomed and well supported. I think we gave tours. There were two of us who were giving tours, and we gave tours nonstop for four hours nonstop. There were people continually coming in.
And I think the smallest group would have been six people.
It was really exciting. It was very exciting. And it just shows that this is something that people really want to do. They want something really great and wholesome to participate in. And also that they're genuinely interested in what we do at the museum, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
So, you know, bringing it back again this year just made sense. And of course, we're going to do it even better than we did before because,
it's far more intentional this year. This year, we want to definitely showcase a few artists and a few movements that have been working closely with us in the past few months. Angelica Wallace Whitfield with The Hope is a Weapon.
Yeah, I'm actually wearing the t-shirt right now. I am.
Yes, Angelica Wallace Whitfield with The Hope is a Weapon movement. Like, that's just been, like, a phenomena since the hurricane relief, you know. She's been using a lot of her momentum to raise a lot of good funds and do great work for hurricane relief initiatives, and that's amazing. So she'll be out there. Hey, Jelly, what's up, girl?
And this also ties into the work that NAGB has already been doing, of course, under the We Got You initiative, which we continue to do. Mm-hmm. And just a small sideline, just so our public knows that we are continuing to work with a core group of mental health professionals to offer free one-on-one sessions and group sessions at the NAGB on Mondays and Tuesdays. That comes to an end on the 16th and 17th of December. So if you were thinking about participating or you just heard about it, there's still a window of opportunity to come to the institution, to the NAGB, and meet some of these really incredible people who are giving of their time. And they're so open and willing. And I mean, they're professional. Everything that you share is confidential and it is well cared for.
Sure. They have been doing a lot of great work. And even if you aren't able to like commit to the selected times at the institution, you're able to come and meet with them and they will get your contact and you will get their contact and then they will schedule another time because I've seen them been doing that a lot to be very flexible to rise to the occasion of such a great initiative.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, with Angelica doing Hope is a Weapon, the mental health professionals offering these free sessions, we feel, and then of course, Equality Bahamas, and Lend a Hand continuing to distribute from the NAGB. We feel quite, I have to say, blessed.
Of course.
Fortunate to be able to work with these dedicated people. And this is why we were so excited when Angelica agreed to have a pop-up stall at the craft fair because we'll have that.
That'll be sell off. I ain't gonna lie.
all the way. So we're going to have these incredible t-shirts alongside some amazing bags and some lovely scented soaps and candles. Just so you know, I was in the store yesterday and I tried out a new scent by Indira called Island Man.
Yes, Island Sexy Man.
Well, ladies, You just imagine what you think an island sexy man smells like, and that's what it smells like. So I do think that's going to be a big thing, definitely. So if you're curious about that scent in particular, mm-hmm. and the chocolate coffee
and mint
scent that she only makes for the holidays.
So nice.
You know, you should definitely come by and just, even if it's just for a sniff test.
Yes.
My goodness.
And then products that we've had there for quite some time are now on sale. So please come. We have a beautiful sale table right at the door. So, and it has like a lot of your favorites, a lot of stocking stuffers, a lot of like scented pens and stuff for kids predominantly. And then a lot of like home decor stuff that we have.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful to kind of mix and mesh everything together and agree with some of the vendors to like discount a few things. Yeah, because we just want to get a piece of energy being mixed media and our true artisans in a lot of the homes here in the Bahamas.
Yep. And, you know, so think about how your day would look on the 15th. So this is happening on the 15th of December.
Mm-hmm. At 12 p.m.
Starts at 12 p.m., ends at 5. And so you'll come. You could do it in any order you want to do it in. You can browse through the store or you can start with your tour first, whichever one. And we're going to have two exhibitions open at that point in time. Timelines, which is up until June. And then Sue Katz's exhibition, Home, which is just up until about the couple of weeks in January. So for her exhibition in particular, this is the only time you're going to be able to get a free tour of that particular exhibition.
And trust me, it's worth it. It's literally a trip down memory lane.
It is a trip down memory lane. It really is. So, you know, you come in, you can bring the family because all of the exhibitions are family friendly. I know sometimes we have some exhibitions where we're like parental consent is advised, but that's not the case with these two.
Sure.
So you can definitely bring the kids. You know, there's a lot of space at the gallery where they can play on the grass, you know. Get a complimentary glass of cider because we are going to have that.
Yeah,
you know, we're going all out here for the Christmas spirit, right? You know, get some gifts. So, you know, just browse. You know, you could even get the vendors' cards and say, "Hey, can I get in touch with you?"
Right.
Because you know, sometimes you have to think about it.
Yeah, we don't want anybody walking with buyer's remorse. You know.
Yeah, no buyer's remorse.
That's a true holiday. That's a true holiday problem.
Even though I don't think it was possible to have buyer's remorse with some of this stuff.
No, not at all. You may have buyer's remorse because you may not want to gift it. You may want to keep it all for yourself.
So, and you know, and you could just hang out. You know, like you could make it an evening at the NAGB because,
yeah,
you know,
that'd be beautiful.
If you've been there before, you know that we're happy to have you. You don't have to do your tour, pick up a couple of things and run out the door. We're happy to have you spend time with us. You know,
and then we're going to have like lovely holiday music playing outside anyway. So if you just want to sit around and just like soak up the creative space, please feel free to do that.
Yeah. And, you know, meet friends there, you know, like Maddie said, it's a mini jollification because we know jollification is huge. But it's definitely a much quieter space with a lot of really great energy. We understand it's been a really rough year, so we really want to create a space where people can come and feel the holiday spirit with no pressure, you know, because the tours are free. They are completely free. You don't have to pay for those. So if you just want to come and do the tour and browse around and see what's there and just enjoy the space.
A great prelude to a holly jolly Christmas.
Or whatever you choose to celebrate.
Right.
So Maddie, thanks so much
for talking about
this really great event we're going to be having on the 15th. So Maddie's going to stay with us into the next session, but we're going to switch gears a little bit because we have a lot more things happening at the museum in the coming weeks because, you know, it's December and it's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to talk to you a bit more about that. And I will be introducing a new guest as well. So please stay tuned. We will return in a few minutes.